Emma Grissom on BBC Somerset, 95.5 FM.
Well, my next guest says she's written The Perfect Diet, so I don't know if we want to be talking about comfort food. We don't normally talk diets on the morning show because it's well documented that I do not believe in them. However, I was intrigued to read about my next guest, who is not only a professional nutrition expert, a member of the National Obesity Forum, but he's also a member of the Chocolate Society. Zoe Harcombe, diet guru and author of Why Do You Overeat and The Harcombe Diet, joins us on the morning show. Morning, Zoe.
Good morning. Thank you ever so much for having me. What a lovely introduction.
You're very welcome. Now, call me cynical, but I thought it was pretty well recorded that these days diets don't work.
They don't. You're right. Your intro is absolutely perfect. We knew back as far as 1959 that 98% of diets do not work. It's an often quoted statistic, but people don't know where it comes from. It actually comes from a really serious obesity journal that these two guys did over 50 years ago. And we knew then that 98% of diets fail. But that's about diets that try to get you to eat less. And that's what the majority of diets are all about. So what I'm saying is, whatever you do, don't eat less. Don't count calories. Don't try and stay away from fats and increase your carbohydrate intake. It's the worst thing that you can do. That's how you get overweight.
Tell us a bit about your background and your own personal experiences of dieting.
Oh, I mean, they're huge, actually. I think it's what helps so much, because I'm not, you know, a naturally skinny person like, say, Will or something, trying to say to someone, you know, just eat less and do more, you sort of, you know, lazy person. I've been there and I understand it. I was anorexic as a teenager, then developed compulsive overeating, so I was bulimic by my late teens, all the way through university, my early 20s. And I sat down and literally said, I've just eaten six bags of crisps, I'm about to eat a packet of biscuits, and I've got, you know, a Viennetta for afters. Why am I doing this? And I set out to answer that question, and it was an absolute revelation. As I came across three really common conditions, medical conditions, that cause insatiable food cravings. And the minute I cleared those up, I had no food cravings, no desire to overeat, and sticking to healthy eating, not eating less, but healthy eating, just became a doddle.
And that's where your so-called diet, because you call it a diet, but
yes,
it's not, it's a system, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's talk about it, because it doesn't involve any special counting systems,
nope,
different colour measuring pots,
nope,
or days of the week where you can only eat vegetables while, nope, standing on one leg.
Nope.
Believe you me, I've been there, seen that, done all of it, and we actually have very similar background stories. I went through something very, very similar myself, to the point where I went down the exercise route. So now I'm still fat, but very fit. And so I've approached it from a slightly different angle.
Yeah.
But can you run through those medical conditions that you mentioned,
definitely,
there? Because people,
yeah,
will be, you know, their ears
Something
will be pricked up.
Yeah,
yeah.
And at least half the people listening to the show will have at least one of them. I mean, they are so common. First one is Candida,
mm-hmm,
and it's a yeast that lives inside all of us. And if it stays, you know, in control and stays in balance and your gut flora keep it in the level it should be at, you won't even notice it's there. It's kind of like your appendix. You won't know. But it is so easy to get out of control. And it gets out of control if we kill off the good guys with antibiotics. The pill can interfere with it. And so women get it far more frequently. And we feed it every single day with the foods it loves. And that's refined carbohydrates. So we are feeding Candida up and down the country,
mm-hmm,
and letting this thing get out of control. And then makes you crave bready foods, sugary foods, etc. Food intolerance is very common. People will have heard of this one. And people think, oh, I'm intolerant to dairy, I'm intolerant to wheat. You've got a very high chance of being intolerant to wheat because we have it about six times a day. You know, toast for breakfast, cereal for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, pasta for tea, biscuits, cakes in between, wheat is in, sausages. We're eating 1.4 kilos of flour per person per week.
And the key word there, though, is intolerance rather than an allergy.
Absolutely.
Not like having a peanut allergy where,
no,
if you eat peanuts, you die.
No, great, great distinction there. Intolerance, mm, is literally where you have too much of something too often and your body starts telling you, I am intolerant to this. I cannot take it anymore. I literally cannot tolerate it anymore.
Mm.
But the real irony is you crave the foods that you're intolerant to.
So the law of sod.
Exactly. If biscuits are making you bloat and retain water and crave more biscuits and feel rubbish, you do actually crave more of them. And you crave them to overcome the addiction, the withdrawal symptoms. You get to the point, they don't make you feel good anymore. They just stop you feeling bad.
So candida, food intolerance, and what's the third?
Final one is hyperglycemia, which is very serious because it's very connected to, it's almost the onset of type 2 diabetes. We're getting to the point that we're giving our body such unusual foods that it has had no time to evolve, to adapt to. It doesn't know what, you know, a confectionery bar is or a biscuit or a cake or sweeteners or soft drinks. Just can't handle them. It tries to release the right amount of insulin to get our blood sugar back to normal to keep us alive and healthy. And the chances of getting it right with the rubbish that we're putting in are virtually zero. So we get to the point we release too much, we don't release enough, we get insulin resistance, we develop type 2 diabetes. But in the meantime, we're on this blood sugar high and low. The minute we're in the low, the body makes you irritable, crabby, can't concentrate, can't make a decision, need sugar, need that muffin now, where's the sandwich trolley? Mm. And that's why we're craving food.
Now, apart from, you know, rushing out and getting hold of one of your books today, you could give people listening one tip to get started today, what would it be? Because all over Somerset at the moment, people are like, right, okay, I know they don't work, but I've got to do something. I'm starting a diet.
Yeah.
And they'll start it because it's psychologically, it makes them feel as though they're doing something, knowing full well that in a couple of weeks' time, they'll be back to their old ways. Is there one thing that people could do today?
Yes. I mean, I've put loads and loads of free stuff on the website.
Perfect.
People don't have to go out and buy things. There's a free ebook to download. There's loads of blogs. But the one tip is from this day onwards, eat food in the form that nature delivers it, not in the form that food manufacturers deliver it. Nature's not trying to make a profit out of you. Food manufacturers sadly are. Mm. So that means oranges grow on trees, cartons of orange juice don't. Baked potatoes come out of the ground, chips don't, fish swim in the sea, fish fingers don't. That's it. Somerset now knows what a real food is. You know, you look at, I don't know, you look at a pork chop and you think, yep, I could imagine that in the field. You look at a sort of processed meat stick, it's like, nope, can't imagine that grazing. And you've got it. And if you do that and that alone, you no longer eat sugar, you no longer eat white flour. What you do eat is meat, fish, eggs, cheese, dairy products, vegetables, salads, whole grains, brown rice, whole wheat pasta, baked potatoes. You then add in things like red wine, dark chocolate. You know, this is not starvation.
Okay.
But you don't eat the 400 empty calories of sugar that we're eating per person per day. You don't eat the 700 calories of white flour. That's what makes the difference.
I've been asking people this morning, Zoe, about their comfort foods in the cold weather we've been experiencing.
Oh, yes.
There's been an awful lot of porridge coming in this morning.
Yes.
Catherine in South Petherton says, I have real porridge for breakfast and I also have stews with lots of veg, and doughboys are a must. Nothing wrong with having a dumpling in your stew, is there?
Ideally not the white flour. I mean, of course, you know, a bit of it here and there isn't going to hurt, but if you're trying to lose weight, I say to my clients, you know, don't waste your weight loss on a little thing like a dumpling, which actually could slow things down.
Believe you me, in my world, dumplings aren't little things. They're big things.
They're big things, and then it's, you know, toast for breakfast, and it's, you know, more bread, and it's more pasta, and you're back into that wheat thing. I mean, I think, you know, if anyone out there is craving dumplings, come off wheat for 5 days, which is all that phase one is. It's only 5 days long. You will not believe how you feel. You know, no bloating, no cravings. You know, you'll have lost, well, the record in phase one is 17 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because, you know, these conditions cause serious water retention and puffy face and rings don't fit and, you know, it's just not nice.
Paul in Shepton's been on the text. He says, whilst eating my bacon, egg, sausage, mushroom and toast. Oh, Paul, I don't know if it's...
No, just leave the toast. Bacon, egg, proper sausages from the butchers, not the ones filled with wheat from, you know, the sort of...
The cheap ones.
The cheap ones, yeah. Go for the best you can afford, you know, 100% good stuff from the butchers. Bacon, eggs, sausages, tomatoes, mushrooms, perfect breakfast. Just leave the white toast.
Check that out, Paul. You're doing all right this morning.
Doing really well. It really is about making little changes. You know, don't have the white toast. Don't put sugar on your porridge. Have, you know, just 100% porridge with milk. Hubby actually had his with cream this morning.
Did he?
Yes.
Were you scowling at him?
No, not at all.
You're right.
It's a real food. It would come from a cow with a little bit of mixing around.
Okay, so remember, if it's got to be a real food. It's not got to have been processed or packeted.
Nope.
The best one for me, you said there, oranges grow on trees. They don't come out of a carton.
Absolutely.
I like that. Zoe, pleasure to talk to you. Now, you've mentioned there are loads of free things on your website for people to look at. Give us the web address.
Yep, theharcomdiet.com, H-A-R-C-O-M-B-E, harcomdiet.com. And the free book is over on the right-hand side. That will more than get you started. You've got a 5-day plan, all the top tips, psychological tips when that little voice in your head kicks in and says, don't do this, go and have a muffin. It'll help you through all of that.
I'm looking for help with my muffin voice, I tell you. Pleasure to talk to you, Zoe.
Thank you ever so much.
Zoe Harcombe on The Morning Show.
Thanks a lot. Bye.